Hey guys, open up your bulletins to Luke 11, chapter 1. Turn in the Bible if you want to, or follow along on the monitors. I do want to encourage everybody, every day if you can, you don't have to read the book of Genesis. That's just something that a group of us are doing. If you want to read another book in the Bible, read another book in the Bible. Just remember how important it is to spend time in God's Word. Okay? It gives us strength, it gives us direction, and we need it. You know we need that. Spend time in prayer. Remember, Monday, 6:30, let's all get together with our family, and let's pray. Let's spend time with the Lord. You ain't going to regret it. I can promise you that. I've never once said, man, that was a wasted 30 minutes in my life. You know, it's a wonderful blessing that we have, that we can spend time with our Heavenly Father. And what an amazing thing that our Heavenly Father wants to spend time with us. You know, what a blessed bunch of folks. Yeah, our life is difficult, our life's hard, and people might be mean to us sometimes, and people don't understand where we're coming from sometimes. Some people just don't get us. But you know what? The Most High God, He knows everything about you. He knows your deepest, darkest thoughts and secrets. And you know what? He still loves you. He loves you so much. Anyways, that's good news, right? Happy Father's Day, daddies. Thanks very much. We're going to talk about our Heavenly Father this morning. I mean, we do that every Sunday. But I just want to focus a little bit on, just a little bit on what that looks like, what that means for God to be our Father. Because, you know, the world knows us, the unchurched, the unsaved, the pagan, they realize that that's something that we say all the time. Oh, we're children of the Lord. God is our Father. But they don't get it. And sometimes we don't even understand what we're talking about. So we want to spend a little bit of time just talking about that. I want to start at Luke 11 and verse 1. Now, what we got going on here is the apostles approach Jesus, and they notice that Jesus does something quite often, and it seems to be very important to Jesus. And Jesus was always sneaking off early in the morning, going off by himself, spending time with his Heavenly Father, spending time with his Father. So that's what we're going to talk about. Father God, we love you. We praise you, Lord. Your will be done in this service. Thank you for your anointing presence. And thank you, Father, that you are healing the hurts of your people, Lord. That you are giving us peace and strength and joy and endurance for the battle, Lord. Father God, thank you that everything that Satan has tried to rip from us, everything that Satan has tried to steal from us, when the thief is caught, he must repay back many, many times over, Lord. Let us be optimistic. Let us be excited. And let us just have a wonderful day where we focus on your goodness, Lord. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody in the church said, amen. Luke 11 and verse 1. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. Interesting right there. You know, these guys spent a lot of time with Jesus. And they didn't say, Jesus, you know, teach us that thing where you turn the water into wine. Or Jesus, you know, teach me how to be like a dynamic, super awesome orator, teacher just like you. I mean, you have this awesome way of captivating crowds, Jesus. They said, teach us how to pray. They saw that this was a needful thing. Okay? One of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, so listen, real fast, church, do Christian folks, do we need to spend time praying? Yes. Absolutely. It's such an important part of our relationship with the Lord. It should be just this super important part of our life. Something, the good book says, pray without ceasing. So we should kind of have that attitude of spending time with the Lord, you know, often and always. And no, we can't always spend 45 minutes on our knees, you know, but we can do that sometimes, you know. And sometimes when you start getting serious about prayer, you know, and you say, I'm going to spend some time with the Lord. Man, you've done went around the world and done said everything you think you can say to your Heavenly Father in about 3 minutes, you know. Well, that's okay. That's a start. You know, and you can always start giving him glory and honor. Get your eyes off of yourself. Get your eyes off of yourself and your burdens, and I know you got them, but focus on God's glory and God's goodness. Magnify the Lord. Anyways, listen, and he said to them, when you pray, Jesus Christ expects his people to be a praying people. Okay? So I want to encourage you guys, spend time with the Lord. He said to them, when you pray, say this, or say, Father. Father. Underline that in your Bible. Underline that in your bulletin. See, Jesus Christ just said that I want you to call God, the creator of the universe, understand this, that he is your Father. Okay? Some of us don't really know what it is to have the love of an earthly father. Some of us had some really wacky fathers. Some of us had great fathers. You know, we're a diverse bunch of folks, man. I do know this. We got some great fathers in here right now, and I just want to say, I love you, dads. Y'all are awesome. Give yourselves a hand for being awesome. All right. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father. Okay. Now, that's just not a play on words. Like, hey, I want you to understand this. This is a real thing, man, that the creator of the universe, when we enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ, we are grafted into that family. We have been adopted into that family. Isn't that a wonderful thing? It really, really is. If you would allow yourself to just kind of think about that for a minute, that should get us excited, man. That I am loved by God, and I'm so loved by God, okay? He's not too busy. He thinks about me. He thinks good thoughts about me, and he says, this is the relationship that I want to have with you, okay? I want you to be my children. Isn't that wonderful? Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. So I just wanted to point that out real fast. Jesus says, hey, call him your father. Call him your father. Don't forget that reverence, but understand, God is your heavenly father. And he says it again. Look at John 20 in verse 17. Jesus said to her, okay, this is, Jesus is just resurrected. You know, he's been in the tomb for 3 days. Jesus said to her, don't cling to me. Hey, Mary, hold on. I've got some stuff I've got to do here. Okay. Jesus said to her, don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Jesus says, that's my dad. Okay. To the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father. Isn't that cool? See what Jesus did for us when he died on that cross, and he destroyed death and he paid for our sins? Guess what, man? We are in the family of God. Man, it really is exciting. I think it's exciting. I don't know. I am ascending to my Father, okay, and your Father, to my God and your God. Now, was this just something that Jesus was saying? Is this just something that Jesus was saying? Like, you know what? The creator of the universe, the man upstairs is my dad. Is that something he was just saying? No, because we see when Jesus was baptized, what did that voice say? Hey, this is my beloved son, who I am well pleased. So it's not just something Jesus was saying. Jesus knew who he was. Jesus knew that he was the Son of God. And he was able to do an awful lot of things because he knew exactly who he was. And I want us to get to that place where we're like, you know what? I'm not my rejections. I'm not my hurts in the past. I'm not the things that I've let myself down with. Let me say it like this. I am loved by God. This is what I am. I am a child of God. God is my Father. Okay, I hope that makes a little bit of sense. So how in the world are you saying, Paulie? Hey, yeah, okay, yeah, we got it, okay, yeah. We got it, we get it, we dig it, okay. Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus says when we pray to the Father and say, our Father who art in heaven. And he says that we're in this family. Well, how in the world do we get into this family? Is this a real thing? This is a super, super real thing because you've heard it said that we're all children of the Lord. We're all God's children. And that's not really the case. It's not the case. We're created in his image. We're all created by him. But we're not all his children. Okay? There's only one way to the Father. There's only one way to have a relationship with this Father. There's only one way to heaven, if you want to look at it that way, and that is through Jesus Christ. Okay, so once we make that commitment and we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, boom, we have been grafted into that family. We have been adopted. What a wonderful thing, man, to think about where God says, you know what, Dwayne, you're mine. You're mine. I pick you out. You know, in this world, it's, Dwayne, you're mine. You're coming with me. Okay, look at Galatians 3 and verse 26. I mean, are you guys like a little stoked that we have a heavenly Father? Galatians 3 and verse 26. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. So there it is right there. You want to be in the family? I hope you're in the family. I'm pretty sure everybody's in the family. But if you're not in the family, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. Don't put it off another day. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And guess what? You get to be in this family. You get to be royalty along with us. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. So how do I get to be in this family? I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And boom, I'm in the family. John 1 and verse 12. But to all who did receive him, have you received him this morning? Is he your Lord and Savior? Because, you know, when I accepted him, he was my Savior, no doubt. You know, but it took a while for me to say, you know what? I don't just need a Savior. I need a Lord. I need to be obedient to my Father in heaven. You know what I mean? I need that Lord and that Savior. Not just that Savior, but see, God wants to be the Lord of our lives. Does that make sense this morning? So, I mean, let's look at that. You know, we need that Savior, and we want that Savior, and we want that forgiveness, and oh man, we need that forgiveness. But Jesus says, I need to be the Lord and Savior of your life. I need to be the one making the decisions. Okay? Moving forward, John 1 and verse 12, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Man, that's all I have. I mean, we could just stop right there. And I'm sure you guys would be cool with that. I'd be cool with that. But look, we have the privilege of being in God's family. Not everybody's going to take him up on that. A lot of folks are just, they don't want anything to do with it. Okay? But see, the beautiful thing is God said, you know what? I got plans for you, okay? I'm not going to let you get away. I'm not going to let you get away, little Rachel. You belong to me. You're my baby girl. We are loved by God. Give them some praise. Let's go to the next slide, Clyde. God's good. That's right, Stevie, good boy Goulet. Look at Romans 8 and verse 15 with me, guys. Let's get excited, man. Let's get excited. I know you're tired. I know you're overworked and underpaid. All that stuff, man. But God is good. Give him some praise, man. God is really, really good. Yeah, I had a good dad. You know, there's no getting around that. I had a good dad. A lot of you folks remember him. A lot of you folks never met him. Ron knew him very well. Amazing man. You know, and I miss him. I miss him every single day. But I am so blessed and so privileged that I have access to my Heavenly Father. And not only that, but my Heavenly Father wants me to hang out with him. My Heavenly Father wants me to enjoy a relationship with him. And we need to take full advantage of that. You know, a lot of us, we're just going through life, man, and we take Jesus up on that salvation, but we don't, we kind of like leave him on the back burner, you know? And he wants to be part of our lives. He wants to keep us out of a lot of trouble. I mean, let's be honest. If we would listen to him, our hearts wouldn't hurt so bad half the time. You know what I mean? If we would just follow him, you know, Lord and Savior. Anyways, moving forward, Romans 8 and verse 15. Okay. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Okay, this is crazy and this is creepy, but you know, we had another father at one time, and I'm not talking about your earthly father, but guess what? At one time, we belonged to Satan. you know, whether you want to admit it or not. But he was the boss. He was the one running the show. He was the one, when he called up, we were like, oh, hold on a second. I gotta see what the boss wants here. You know, okay, we don't belong to that guy anymore. We belong to the Most High God. Think about that. Your eternal destiny went from one direction to the other direction, man. We get to spend eternity with the Father. Good news, man. That's all I can say about that. That's the best news you're going to hear all day. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. We don't have to be fearful Christians. Because we got a Heavenly Father, we don't have to fear about the future. And man, let's be honest, man. It's crazy out there. It's crazy out there. Tomorrow looks crazy. Our nation looks crazy. You know, people are fighting like they ain't fought in a long time. You know, things are looking pretty bad in the natural. But you know what? I don't have to fear about that. I should not fear about that because I have a Heavenly Father in heaven who has given me a lot of promises to hang on to. You know what I mean? So, hey, we don't have to be fearful. That's good news. Dalton, that's good news, man. We don't have to be fearful. We belong to the Lord. And he says, I got a good plan for you. He says it's all going to work out. The end result's going to be an amazing result. Okay, I'm sorry. Moving forward, beloved. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons. Man, that's really, really cool. That's really, really cool. I mean, God says, you know what? You're mine. I handpick you. You come in with me. You belong to me. And you know, this Christian road, you know this. Or you're figuring it out, or you will figure it out. This ain't the easy road to be on, man. You know what I mean? But this is the one road we need to be on. This is the road that leads to our eternal life, okay? And God said, you're coming with me. Look at your neighbor and grab him and yank him and say, you're coming with me. No, don't do that. Don't do that. All right. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery, thank you, Jesus, to fall back into fear. We have a new master now. We have a dad in heaven who loves us with an undying love. But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Now, Jesus said, Abba, Father, and this is Paul the Apostle saying, Abba, Father. And Abba is an Arabic word, and it means father. So if we read this, it's like, sons by whom we cry, Father, Father. It's an Aramaic word. But it's not really Father, Father. I mean, it is definitely Father, Father. But Abba is like a real intimate word. It's a real tender word, like a little child would say to their father, Abba, Abba. Matter of fact, I was watching this jam. I was watching this show, this real hip happening show on the Netflix. And it was these Israeli cats. I mean, it wasn't a show about Israeli cats. I'm sure that would be interesting. But, you know those Israeli cats, they love the windows. No, it was about the Israeli Special Forces dudes. And anyways, when their kids would come up, I don't even know. Okay, check this out. This dude was walking around, and his little kid came up to him, like, Abba, Abba. And I was like, oh, I've heard that before. See, it's kind of like that. It's like a sweet thing. You know, it's a tender thing. It's like, Daddy, Daddy. And see, that's how we can approach our Father with respect and reverence, but understand the relationship that He does want with us. He wants us to be His children, and He wants to be our Father. What an amazing thing, right? Give Him some praise, man. So, man. Abba, Father. Think about this. Okay, moms, dads, think about how much you love your kids. Honest to goodness. You know, sometimes they get under your skin and all that, but you love them. You love them and you do anything in the world for them. You know, you would never want to hurt them. Okay, we just love them so much. We want to raise them up in the right way, and they brighten our days. And I mean, it's like the Peace Corps. It's like the toughest job you'll ever love. You know, we love our kids so, so much. And, you know, think about this. That's like a little tiny glimpse of how God loves us. You know, yesterday I was at my father-in-law's house and my sister's house, and that's going to confuse people when they... when they listen to that if they're not from the deep south. All right, okay, wow. I was at my sister's house, man, and we were swimming. She lives on the water. And my little girl, Gracie, she wanted to get in the water, and she was on the pier or the dock, and I was down there. I was like, come on, Gracie, come on. And she was so fearful, man. You know, and I was like, man, if I could just convey to her. Because I'd say, come here, and she'd get a little closer, and then she'd walk away, and she'd go running away. I'm like, come on, man, I'm in this water, Gracie. And the reason why I'm in this water is because you said you wanted to get in this water. No, get in the water. And she'd get a little closer, and she'd back up, and she'd be fearful. And I'm in my heart, I was like, man, if I could just get this kid to understand that there's no way I'm going to grab her and smash her into the water or pull her. You know, it's like, you know, it's no games here, man. You are my heart. I love you so much. There's no way I'm going to hurt you. You know, and that's how the Father is, man. He's like, guys, just get it. You know, I know life's tough. I know you're going through a lot of mess, but let's go through it together. I love you. I love you with an undying love. He loves us so much. And like, well, you know, I've had a heck of a time, man. You know, that, well, God does let us go through some crazy times. We know that. We've talked about that for weeks and weeks and weeks now. Plus, you knew that before. You know, we go through hard times, but God being that ultimate Father, he does what's best for his people. We don't always realize it at the time. You know, just like our children don't understand when we bring correction to them. You're like, why are you doing this? Why are you picking on me? I'm not picking on you, man. I love you. I love you. It's my responsibility to raise you up the right way. So anyways, moving forward, we're blessed people. Amen. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. We're adopted, man, handpicked as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. 1 John, right here on your monitors, guys. 1 John 3 and verse 1. This is good. See what kind of love the Father has given to us. Now, that's the ESV. I got to tell you, I kind of like a little bit better how the NIV says that. But I'm definitely an ESV man. But anyways, we can talk about that later. But the NIV says lavished. Lavished. Think about that. God has lavished us in his love. That's just a cool word. Lavished. All God's people said lavished. Lavished. Say it like you're ordering it off of a fancy menu. Lavished. Lavished. I'll have the lavished. God's love, he has lavished his love on us. Well, I don't feel very lavish sometimes. Man, get your eyes off of yourself. Right? I'm talking to myself. You know, focus on God. Spend some time in his word and see how much he loves you and how dedicated he is to you. Amen? Psalms 106, verse 1, praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Wow. Wow. Steadfast. He ain't going anywhere. Even when you're a knucklehead, he loves you, man. Okay. See what kind of love the Father has given to us. Well, what kind of love is it, John? That we should be called children of God. Wow, I get to be called a child of God? Yeah, but it's more than that. You're not just being called a child of God. It's not just something we say, what up, child of God? It ain't that. We really are his kids. We have been adopted. We're a new creation. We're a new creation in Christ. We are God's children. Amen. Okay, all right. See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. And so we are. John's like, it ain't something we just say, dude. Guys, it ain't something we just say, beloved. We really are his kids. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Okay, there's a little insight in there. You want to know why you don't always fit in as being a Christian? Hey, guess what? The world didn't get him. The world doesn't get our Father. Don't understand him. So don't think they're going to understand you and your affection for this invisible God. You know, because we know he's real. Because he's changed our life. And if he hasn't changed your life, he wants to change your life. You need to give him that opportunity. You will never, ever, ever regret it. You need to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. And I would love to help you out with that. Matthew 7, right here on your monitors. Are you guys doing okay today? Last week, you know, talking about Father's Day duties, man. Father's duties. I've been needing to cut the grass. And Brother David blessed me with a nice riding lawnmower, but the deck messed up on that. And that was last year. And then Kevin and Caleb came over one day, and they just said, "Hey, I got this riding lawnmower. It's really, really old. You want it?" I was like, "Yeah, matter of fact, I do. I'll take it off your hands." So Kevin and Caleb, they're nice kids. They gave me this really old antique riding lawnmower. And so I didn't use it at all last summer. I didn't need it. But this summer comes around, and I used it once, and it worked good. You know, I did find this out, though, about this riding lawnmower, Brother Travis, is it only works, like, on full speed, man. Like, it's got to be, like, pedal down all the way. And it's an old mower, so it's a little crazy. You know, it's a little faster than maybe the average, you know, mower. But the only way it would cut grass is, just all the way down, pedal to the metal. And so anyways, okay, well, all right, cool. Couple close calls, but no big deal. Well, then last week I go to use the thing, and not only can you only drive it or cut grass on full speed, pedal to the metal, but the steering wheel kept going out. So I ran over like all these precious plants. Like Rachel, you're like, "Don't cut that. And don't cut that." And you know, she's always like every year, she's like, "Don't cut the things and all that." I've been trying to save those. And so, I cut a bunch of stuff, man. I tried not to. And you know what else? I almost flipped the thing over. And eventually, it would only drive in reverse. But I was like, this is a dad for you. I was like, okay, I'm going to finish this job, man. I'm cutting this grass today. So it would only work in full speed, in reverse only, you know. And I'm like, I'm driving all over all kinds of stuff. It's just crazy. Anyways, dads, no one will ever know the things we go through, but we do it because we love them. And Rachel Jean, she was all right, you know, she was all right about it. She was sweet and tender and forgiving. Matthew 7 and verse 9, she was laughing at me, though. I saw her pulling out laughing, and she's, because, I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Yeah. Old boy, anyway. Okay, Matthew 7 and verse 9, "Or which one of you," this is cool, Jesus is making a comparison for us knuckleheads. He's like talking to the dads. He's like, "Hey, dads, fathers, you love your kids, and you're messed up in all kinds of ways. You know, you're not perfect at all, but you love your kids so much, and you want to be there for your kids." Jesus is saying, "Yeah, I know that about you guys, but I want to talk to you about your heavenly Father, who is holy, 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 who is perfect, and compare yourselves with him, and how messed up you are, you still love your kids, and you would die for them in an instant." He's like, think about your heavenly Father who loves you so much and made a way for you to be saved. "Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone?" It's a little tempting sometimes. "Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent?" That does sound like a heck of a prank, don't it? Like, "Dad, how about seconds on the fish? Well, how about this boa constrictor? Yeah. How about that?" Okay, anyways. "Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Our Heavenly Father loves us more than we could imagine. And Jesus is inviting us parents to look at yourselves, man. You know, You're occupied thinking about all kinds of stuff. But one thing's for sure is you love your babies. You love your babies, and you get worried sick about your babies, and you pray for your babies, and you do everything you can for your babies. You know, it's like, you love your kids, man, and you die for them in a second. Well, think about God, because he died for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're almost done. If y'all need to make them pickup orders for O'Charlie's. Go to the next slide, guys. Okay. This is it. This is it right here. Jesus says, hey, you know what? You got a Heavenly Father, and he loves you. And he wants to be part of our lives. So let's just spend a couple more minutes today talking about that. Luke 12 and verse 32. Man, I love this verse. This is fast becoming one of my super awesome faves. Luke 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock. Isn't that so sweet? Isn't that so tender? Fear not, little flock. It reminds me of how you talk to one of your children when they're just really, really scared. You're like, baby, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm here. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is our Father's good pleasure. He wants to do this for us. He wants to give us the kingdom. He has eternal life for us. I mean, Second Peter says he's given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. What we need, our Father has, and we have access to it through Jesus Christ. We don't need a priest. We don't need a bunch of hoops to jump through. We can talk to our Heavenly Father anytime we want to. And he wants us to spend time with him. Fear not, little flock. I love that, because let's step away from the father thing for a little bit and see how God compares himself to a shepherd. You know, sheep, we know this, sheep need a shepherd. They got to have a shepherd or they're going to die really, really fast. They'll walk off a cliff and they'll actually follow each other off a cliff. Like, they will follow the first sheepy off the cliff. They'll do it. They flip over. They get a lot of messed up thing about sheep. So it's a good analogy for us. You know, we need that shepherd. And God says, I'm your shepherd. I will provide for you. I will protect you. Yeah, when you're going to go through that dark, scary valley. And yeah, we're going to have to go through the dark, scary valley. And right now, some of us feel like we're like deep, deep in that dark, scary valley. God says, I'm with you. Matter of fact, you're not going to go anywhere where I don't step first. He's right before us. He's leading us. Okay, he's never going to leave us or forsake us. Talking about that shepherd, look at Isaiah 40, verse 11. This is for somebody. This is for everybody. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He takes good care of his people. Shepherds do bring correction. Shepherds bring provision. Sometimes shepherds lead us by those peaceful streams, man. Sometimes we got to go through that dark valley, but we're not alone. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom. He will carry them like this, close to his heart. What a beautiful picture of God. Let that sink in, man. That some of us feel so stinking alone. We feel like, we don't have anybody that understands how we feel or who we are. We're just completely misunderstood. Or maybe we just feel lonely. You know, God says, looky here, man. Let me hold you. Like a father. I remember as a kid, a real little kid, like a baby kid, and I was crying, man. The folks say I was sick. I don't remember none of that. I was really like a baby. But I remember crying, man, crying, and my dad holding me and walking me down the hallway and making me look out the window. I said, look. He was trying to get me to calm down. He was trying to give me peace. But I'll never forget that. And it's a weird little memory that I've never let go of because I was a real small child. But I remember my father holding me and saying, calm down, it's going to be okay, calm down, it's going to be okay. And I've always been able to remember that. But now it makes me think about my Heavenly Father. It's like, just calm down, Paulie, calm down. It's going to be okay. And that's for all of us, man. Yeah, life's scary. Life's tough. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But God says, I got you. I'm holding you, Court. I'm holding you, Ray. I'm holding you, Dwayne. I mean, I'm not holding you. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Doesn't matter how unique your situation is, guys. your shepherd, your father, knows what you're going through, and he cares for you, and he's not going to leave you behind. You're like, I've been left behind my whole life. Nobody's ever really cared for me, man. You know, I've always stuck out. I've never felt like I fit in anywhere. You know, God says, not me, not with me. I love you. I love you. And I know what you're going through. I know you got a special situation. You feel like you're all alone. But I'm not going to leave you. I'm with you. Give him some praise. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So our Father's a king, man. Isn't that cool? It is our Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Okay, if he was not the king, he couldn't give me the kingdom. You know, I could be like, hey, kids, you know, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you some Burger King. And I might be able to pull that one together. It just depends on what day of the week it is or who blessed me or whatever. Yeah. And I can say, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you a trip to Disney World. I do too, baby. I probably wouldn't be able to pull that one. I couldn't make that happen. But see, God's telling us that I want to do something awesome for you, and it's a done deal. Because I'm the king, and I've got all this for you. So hang on and trust in me. And we can look at it like this. He's sovereign. He's in control. He's in control of this world. Okay, nothing's going to slip by him. This is our dad. He's sovereign. He's in control. So we can rest in that fact. Okay? Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you just to bless everybody in here. Father, let us love you. Let us hunger to be more like you. Thank you for your wonderful blessings in our lives. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.